No problem. This will be the biggest upset since Sonny Liston. And I think it is befitting that I go out of boxing just like I came in, defeating a big, bad monster that nobody could destroy.
Good morning. It must be 8 o'clock. And it is time for Hot Shots Podcast on Black Talk Radio. Good morning. This is your ranch president, Kenneth Hodge. And I have a quick podcast for you this morning. We started out yesterday speaking about regional instructions 399. I hope I left you with a basic understanding that the regional instruction, aka RI 399, aka the black hole, aka the fall where we put things that we never want to address, aka we can go on forever. But RI 399, it's a list or a regional set of instructions that delineate jobs, what belongs to the mail handler craft, what belongs to the clerk craft, and delineates and also tells you instructions on how to go about introducing, implementing, and then implementation procedures. Again, yesterday I kept making reference that I was going to read from page 204 out of your collective bargaining agreement, national agreement. And page 204, it's a letter of intent pertaining to the RI 399, and it just reads as follows. The parties recognize the regional instruction 399 identifies the mail handler craft as the primary craft for the transportation of mail. In this regard, when mail is transported via an elevator, the principle contained in regional instruction 399 that the mail handler craft is the primary craft for transportation of mail applies. So in other words, transporting mail inside your elevator, if you have a multi-level facility, should be mail handler craft work. But let me slow down just a bit, and I want to read something else to you. Again, we're still staying with the RI 399, but on June 6, 2018, I'm going to read to you a letter from National President Paul, National Secretary Treasurer Tim, and the CAD Manager Teresa. The letter reads as follows. We are pleased to attach a copy of the tripartite memorandum of understanding. Now, when we say tripartite, we're simply saying there's three parties: Postal Service, APWU, and the mail handler craft, MPMHU, got together and signed an agreement, thereby known as the tripartite memorandum of understanding. Simply saying both unions and management agreed to it. Executed earlier today by the mail handlers and the clerk union and the U.S. Postal Service. That updates the RI 399 dispute resolution procedures that were originally signed in 1992. So they just told you that the tripartite clerks, mail handlers, and the agency got together and they updated the RI 399 procedures that were signed into play in 1992. The parties have been negotiating and discussing the terms of this update MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, for several years, and its execution marks an important milestone in the history of RI 399 and the process for deciding jurisdictional disputes between mail handlers and clerks. Now, I got to tell you, the fact that this is recorded means you don't really have to take any notes on it. But there's going to be certain things that in these next paragraph I'm going to read that you might want to inquire to your union about. And if you know the answers to these questions, hey, share them. Here we go. Again, I'm reading from the memorandum dated June 26, 2018. And let me tell you, what I'm saying to you, I am in no way attempting to do anything except wake you up, because I'm willing to bet that this document hangs in every post office in 304. The updated MOU resolves many of the pending disputes now being held at the national, regional, and local level. My first question, based on the opening statement, is how are they being resolved? And all I'm going to say to you is, don't be surprised when you find out the answer to this question. Okay? The updated MOU also requires all local facilities employing both mail handlers and clerks to develop updated or revised from 9/1/2017 inventories to reflect the actual assignment practices in each facility as of September 1st, 2017. Now, what we're saying is, who's ever performing that work the majority of the time as of that cutoff date, September 1st, 2017, when they do the updated inventory, the network is either going to be grieved, disputed, or assigned to the craft that's doing it. Now, with a status quo agreement being enforced as of the date on most jurisdictional issues. Now, my thing, again, and these are questions that if my local president would respond to me, I would ask him. I really would. But what I would say is, you ask your representatives. Again, ask the question, what is this status quo agreement? Have someone explain it to you. Because for me to tell you that as of a status quo agreement, XYZ is going to happen. Now, again, there are going to be a lot of decisions made at the national level that time, efficiency won't allow all mail handlers to have input into it. But once that decision is made, then we have every right to understand that decision in its fullest. So let's talk about the status quo agreement. Okay, again, if the local facilities do not sign their own inventories, then the national parties will send in representatives to complete these documents. Now, again, I'm kind of confused by that statement, because the national representatives, when you say to complete these documents, does that mean you're going to actually perform the inventory in my office? Or does that mean you're going to come in and just sign off on my documents that they were not complete? Because I got to tell you, no one asked me, so I'm going to share my opinion on this on my podcast. If you have national people doing this, it may be better in a lot of cases that you let them come in and look at your inventory. They understand the forms. They understand the concept. They understand the vernacular in which these forms should be filled out in. So now what we really have is you have a uniform manner in which to complete these forms. And I promise you, as sure as I'm sitting here, if you look at any inventories that are going to be submitted, they're not all going to be the same. Why? Because training does not provide for that. And I want to say this. It is very, very possible that branch presidents were trained, but because the difference between the local president and myself, maybe I was just left out of that loop. So I'd like to give it to you as straight as I possibly can. But I'm going to bet you, if you look at four inventories submitted from the same local, you're not going to see the same work. Therefore, now, instead of having one method in which to perform these inventories, again, even though there's one sheet, there's one format, information is not going to be the same. And I don't want to sound confusing. I'm just simply saying, if there's a team that's going to come out from the national level Maybe they should come out and do all the inventories. That way they're all standardized. Maybe that's where some of that $1 million training money set aside could come in very helpful. But again, if the locals do not sign their own inventories, then the national parties will send in representatives to complete these documents. The updated MOU provides for certain monetary payments to mail handlers and clerks, with details about the distribution of such amounts still to be determined. Well, again, there are a lot of ideas being floated around. There are suggestions that might want to be discussed in local meetings, but I'm sure we're going to settle for whatever's on the table and walk away with our heads held high. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be facetious. But after we talk about there's certain monetary payments to mail handlers and clerks, but they haven't worked out the details yet. And the updated MOU adopts new procedures to reduce future disputes and to keep RI-399 process from again becoming a bottomless pit where jurisdictional disputes reside but never get resolved. There were thousands of cases involved in this. When I was in office, I think Columbus itself had over 1,000. I'm going to retract that. Columbus had a lot. I don't know if they had 1,000. I know it was a couple hundred. So I'm going to retract that. But now, members, during this podcast, what I shared with you, all this is public knowledge in every office. But just like that letter that I read from the national president, that's probably posted in every office, but how many of us really took the time to read it? I was thinking, and I'm going to try to be more informative, because one thing I realized, and if I'm wrong, please give me feedback. Most folks just want to come to work and do their job and feel comfortable knowing that if there are violations in the workplace, that their union is going to handle it. And I'm here to tell you, a vote for Kenny Hodge means that's a vote for getting it handled. That's all I'm saying. Hey, let's have a great day. And again, I hope I didn't inundate you with too much information. And again, I want you to know that my podcast, I give you my view, my vision, or my version of what it is that I see, that I read, and I share it with you. Now, again, I have no authority to do anything right now except share information. And if the information that I share with you makes sense and it makes you want to delve deeper into your contract for a more complete understanding, then I've done what it is I set out to do. So have a great day. It's Tuesday. Sun is shining, even if it's raining. It's, give all praise to the Creator and enjoy. Peace.